Democrat strategist Justin Horwitz, outrageous DNC rigging against Sanders, Biden mentally deteriorating. By Hannah Blow on February 1, 2020. Justin Horwitz, a Democrat campaign strategist and supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, appeared on Breitbart News Saturday and spoke to Washington political editor Matthew Boyle about the Democratic National Committee's DNC purported attempts to stop the socialist senator from securing the Democrat nomination. Horwitz, a political media consultant who supports Sanders, spoke to Breitbart News Saturday about the DNC's purported attempts to rig the nomination against Sanders, from changing the upcoming debate rules to open up the door for Michael Bloomberg, D, to participate, to discussing a rule change to allow superdelegates to vote on the first ballot at the convention. "It's outrageous," Horwitz said. "If you just look at Tom Perez's initial appointments to the committees that are going to oversee both the rules and party platform at the convention, it's stacked with a bunch of Clinton, former Clinton surrogates," he explained. "You got Barney Franco chairing the Rules Committee, who notoriously hates Sanders. They got John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's former campaign chairman, on the Rules Committee again. It's clearly the Democratic National Committee, or the Democratic National Corporation as I like to call it, is clearly staging a last-minute effort to try and stop Sanders, because they see that he can actually win. And to them, that's an unacceptable result," he added. Horwitz believes the Democrat establishment dislikes Sanders because he represents such a disruption to the consultant class and the established order in Washington, D.C., citing his refusal to accept corporate money. "They don't like that. They want people to take corporate money. They think you need corporate money in our elections. But he's proven that you don't, and they don't like it," he said, blasting the logic-bending hot takes by these Democratic insiders. "They are trying to explain to us, the people, that the candidate with the most grassroots support, making the most phone calls, making the most, knocking on the most doors with the most donors, raising the most money, that we should ignore all those traditional indicators that show his viability just because he is not taking corporate money," he said. "It's unbelievable." While the Democrat establishment tends to favor candidates like Joe Biden, D, and Bloomberg, Horwitz said it is obvious that the former vice president is not all there anymore. "He's clearly not as sharp. He's struggling to find his words. He is a man who is mentally deteriorating. And I think that's a reason Bloomberg has jumped into the race," he said, describing the billionaire as a fallback for the establishment in case Biden truly breaks down mentally. "There is no comparison," Horwitz contends, "between Sanders' grassroots support and the establishment backing of Biden and Bloomberg. None of those candidates, Bloomberg, Biden, when they hold events, they're literally drawing 10, 20 people to their events. Bernie is doing events 10, 20,000 people. There is no grassroots support for people like Mike Bloomberg or Joe Biden. It's all establishment support and people who have been scared by the corporate media that nominating someone like Bernie Sanders would be disastrous for the party," he said. All the same pundits who said that nominating Trump would guarantee the Democrats victories for decades are now saying, "Oh, nominating Sanders will guarantee Republicans victories for decades." It's really all the worst people with the worst political insight telling us what to do, when it's pretty obvious from every traditional indicator that Bernie Sanders is the best candidate to nominate to go against Donald Trump, he added. "I mean, it's all right there." While Horwitz said Sanders' organizing strategy is good, he said the Sanders campaign needs to beef up its convention strategy and find people who understand the process, can operate with the party elite, and wage a battle at the convention in favor of Sanders.